This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discussed diverse national security-related issues with top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies yesterday, attending the second day of the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar. The Prime Minister also discussed various operational and infrastructural-related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, as well as counter-terrorism strategies, also came up for debate and deliberations during the day. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference today on its last day. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program yesterday. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said, "Women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. The oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on 5th December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Talking to media, BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. The Mahayuti coalition comprising the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction of the Nationalist Congress Party NCP secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed his grief over the murder of Indian student Nukarapu Sai Teja in the United States of America. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that the Indian consulate in Chicago is providing all possible assistance to the family. In a post on X, the Consulate General of India in Chicago called for immediate action against the perpetrators. It assured that the consulate will extend all necessary support to the family and friends of the victim. The government has announced that the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has implemented several measures to ensure the safe transmission of text messages and tracing of senders of commercial messages. The Communications Ministry stated that as a result of these efforts, more than 27,000 principal entities have already registered their chains with their respective access providers and further registrations are progressing rapidly. The ministry has further directed access providers to ensure that principal entities and telemarketers submit their chain declarations by 10 December. The ministry emphasized that starting 11th December, any messages where the chain of telemarketers is not defined or does not match the predefined chain will be rejected. Delhi Police Crime Branch has arrested Aam Aadmi Party AAP MLA Naresh Balyan in connection with an extortion case and his alleged links to gangster Kapil Sangwan, also known as Nandu. According to the police, the arrest was made after they recovered an audio clip of a conversation between MLA Naresh Balyan and gangster Kapil Sangwan during the investigation. The conversation allegedly involved discussions about collecting ransom money from businessmen, the police added. Further investigation is in progress. Cyclone Fanjul begins its landfall near Puducherry, bringing torrential rains and strong winds across the region. According to the Chennai Regional Meteorological Centre's alert at 8:30 p.m., the forward sector of the cyclone spiral bands had reached land with the storm moving west-southwestward. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will grace the occasion as the guest of honour. In the Syed Modi India International Badminton Tournament, top Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles final in Lucknow. In the semi-finals, Sen outclassed Japan's Shogo Ogawa 21-8, 21-14. And that is the end of this news bulletin.